The Seven Sister Apostolate, April 2026, Communique. A Seven Sister, One Holy Hour, One Priest, Each Week, One Heart of Prayer. The icon is of Jesus teaching his disciples. The caption underneath, from John 15:15, I no longer call you servants, but friends. Greetings to dearest sisters in Christ, as we have entered Passiontide, and now step by step continue toward Holy Week, Easter Sunday, and Eastertide. May we travel unhurried to aptly absorb the wealth of sacred scripture, services, holy masses, and fellowship with our Lord and those that he surrounds us with. Please continue to offer your holy hours throughout. During times when the Blessed Sacrament is not available, praying in your quieted church or home is acceptable, but do pray. All priests and bishops follow the way of the cross intensely and intimately and treasure our prayers. Let us persevere alongside them. A defining aspect of the weekly prayers of Seven Sisters is praying for the holiness of a priest or bishop, for his greater conformity to Christ. Praying for sanctity might seem inaccessible, too lofty for our little prayers. Perhaps the idea of beseeching authentic friendship, its essence holiness, will bring fresh insight and perhaps even ease into our prayers for our brothers in Christ. Friendship with God is the goal and delight of every soul created by him. Communion. Scripture reminds, and so does Pope Benedict XVI, who was a consistent voice regarding friendship with our Lord as the paramount path and goal of everyone. Let us open wide our hearts for a generous dollop of some vitamin B16 to fortify our prayers in this way. In mid-October 2005, nascent in his pontificate, Pope Benedict met with hundreds of first communicants and their families. From all that is held and swells in the immense mind and heart of this notable theologian, the pontiff's message was simple: friendship. He implored the children to cultivate a lifelong friendship with Jesus because he would guide them, help them make the right decisions in life, and help them become better people. A few months later, at the first Chrism Mass as Pope, April 2006, he echoed the heart of this message to his brother priests. He said, quote, "The nucleus of the priesthood is to be a friend of Jesus," unquote. He invited the priests present to, quote, "offer their hands to Christ and be guided by him," unquote. He emphasized that, quote, "to be a friend of Jesus, to be a priest, means to be a man of prayer. We can only be friends of Jesus," he continued, "in the communion of Christ," unquote. He portrayed the priesthood as a movement back and forth in which God offers a gift to the priest, and in return, filled by this gift, he becomes more like him. At its crux, there is a return to Trinitarian communion, from whence we all have come. Natural, earthly friendships have varied foundations. Two people may hold mutual interests or endured common challenges that serve to bind or perhaps share age-old pleasant childhood experiences. For St. Thomas Aquinas, friendship in its purest form is based on just one thing: mutual charity, selfless love. These relationships negate self-interest for the good of the other. Friendship with God is friendship with love himself. The reception of his love, compelling us to, in turn, act in generous love, establishes a bond of holy friendship that transforms, unites, and brings about perfection. A cherished prayer of our Catholic faith is the Anima Christi, which beautifully affirms this efficacious friendship with Christ that leads to holiness, becoming like him. What a perfectly fitting prayer to offer our brother priests who hold as their nucleus to be a friend of Jesus. The Anima Christi, masculine pronouns are inserted. Soul of Christ, sanctify the priest. Body of Christ, save him. Blood of Christ, inebriate him. Water from the side of Christ, wash him. Passion of Christ, strengthen him. O good Jesus, hear him. Within your wounds, hide him. Let the priest never be separated from you. From the malignant enemy, defend him. In the hour of his death, call him, and bid him come to you, that with your saints he may praise you forever and ever. Amen. At a subsequent Chrism Mass in 2008, Pope Benedict challenged his priestly brothers to fully live this excellence of friendship and love through, with, and in the Church. Quote, being friends with Jesus is par excellence, always friendship with his followers. We can be friends of Jesus only in communion with the whole Christ, with the head and with the body, in the vigorous vine of the Church to which the Lord gives life. Unquote. These holy days of Passiontide into Holy Week into Easter give us fruitful pause to pray for the priestly recipients of our prayers that they aspire to live a communion of will in an ever-deepening friendship with Christ. As men guided by Christ, as men of prayer, as men who model friendship with Christ by genuine friendship with the body of Christ. And in so doing and in it all, we are praying precisely for their holiness. The apostolate serves as a rich seedbed and flourishing garden for cultivating our own friendships with Christ, as well as with one another. Along the way, at one time or another, one for the other, we have served as models of fidelity to prayer, loving shelters in times of need, pillars of patience and understanding, exemplars of generosity, beacons of hope. One for the other, we have served as that faithful friend who is an elixir of life. Sirach 6, verse 16. We too moving on our simple paths of holiness. In quiet humility and serious dedication to everything set before him, Pope Benedict XVI embodied a life growing and glowing in the friendship of Jesus Christ. He practiced what he preached. For him, this friendship was the sine qua non of the Catholic life. Nurturing and advancing that friendship defined the full mission of the Church. Pope Benedict lived this conviction until his final breath. His last words in Italian were, quote, Lord, I love you, unquote. As that time approaches for each, may it be so that the last breath for every priest we pray for and for ourselves as well, sincerely be, Lord, I love you. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest. Eternal gratitude continues as you each offer a daily wee Hail Mary for me. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble, St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your emails, notes, and calls always arrive to my heart door at just the right moment. Financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Your letters of testimony are beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through them? Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Jeanette Howe, through Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Phone number 651-283-0929. Address 43 Nord Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota 55127. Email address sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Seven Sisters in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome. New groups that registered in March to cover more priests and daily prayer. Additional groups in Italy and these USA states. Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Texas. Internationally, there are now nearing 6,000 groups of at least 7 intercessors, many have more, in 6 continents, 37 countries, all 50 USA states, and most provinces in Canada. Currently, there are 9 groups for Pope Leo registered, more welcomed. No shepherd left behind. Recent and ahead on the calendar. Freebie this month. Restored vintage holy card of Anima Christi. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Jeanette M. Howe, 43 Nord Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. The card is 4¼ by 2¾ inches. How will you celebrate 15 years of God's faithfulness through His work in the apostolate? Several reported masses offered in their parish. One Minnesota sister has a goal of inviting 15 people to the apostolate work. Several groups had gatherings on the Inspiration Day, and others have plans for near future events. See below. Let us know how you will celebrate. Saturday, the 11th of April, the Galveston, Houston Seven Sisters Eastertide Prayer and Sacred Arts from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Contact the email address galvezhoustonsevensisters@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. galvezhoustonsevensisters@gmail.com. Thursday, the 23rd of April, Morning of Reflection at Our Lady of Champion Shrine in Green Bay, Wisconsin, includes Mass with Bishop Ricken, Reflection, and Lunch. Contact Kathy. I'll spell out her email address. kdwwjd2000@datagurad.cc. Saturday, the 25th of April, of Day of Reflection from 9 to 2 at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Crookston, Minnesota. The title, The Power of Praying for Priests. It includes Mass with Bishop Cousins, Reflections by Father Brune, Bishop Cousins, and Jeanette, Adoration, Confession, Relics, Lunch, Q&A. Contact Faith, her email address, sevensisterscrookston@gmail.com. Monday, the 27th of April, a Morning of Reflection, the title, Strengthening the Hands That Serve, 8 a.m. Mass, Breakfast and Reflection by Sister Hesed, Immaculate Conception in Sioux City, Iowa. Contact Mary, her email address, sevensisterssiouxcityia@gmail.com. Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th of May, an overnight retreat. The title, All or Nothing, Living Every Moment for Christ. Jeanette as Retreat Master. Our Lady of Good Counsel in Waverly, Nebraska. Go to www.goodcounselretreat.org. Saturday, the 16th of May, Commitment Day Retreat at St. Mary's in Victoria, Texas, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. It includes Mass with Bishop Cahill, Adoration, Talks, Potluck, Lunch. RSVP by May 11th to Conchita. Her email address, sevensistersvictoria@gmail.com. Now, Matters of the Heart. From Father Michael Guthrie at Westminster Cathedral in London. I love the simple organizational structure you have and very clear vision. It lets the Holy Spirit come into things. From Father James Shebe in Kansas. You enter into the will of God when you pray for us. You have no idea how much we need you, and you need us. There is no way we priests can thank you enough. from Sue in Minnesota. Thank you for the Seven Sisters Apostolate. Truly, our group and beyond has become united in prayer. When we visit Southwest Florida for vacation, I love spending my holy hour in the chapel at San Marco. In February, I was praying my holy hour there. A woman in the pew in front of me pulled out a Seven Sisters Apostolate holy card. Unity reaches beyond parishes. My heart felt so full to be praying alongside another sister that I had never met. Before I left, I showed her one of my Seven Sisters holy cards and the Seven Sisters booklet. She smiled, nodded her head, and whispered, "Me too." From Amanda in Idaho, I am a homeschool mom of four kiddos, and though I do not have much extra time, I am confident that there will be fruits if we faithfully pray for our shepherds. When we lived in South Carolina, I was in an apostolate for a bit. We have since moved, and I have felt a strong push that we need to pray for our priest. From Linda in North Dakota, all my life I have had a very strong love for the Lord, who eventually led me to the Catholic Church. I had no problem with any of the teachings. This led me to proudly proclaim, "I may not have been born Catholic, but I was born to be Catholic." I heard about Seven Sisters at a retreat. I might know some fasting brothers who will join, and a quilters group in our parish I will be approaching. From Janet in Florida, I currently reside in a retirement community. Before this, I was an active member of my parish. Praying for Father Joseph, who also resides in a retirement community, is one way I can contribute to the church. To honor and cover him in prayers for his continued love and commitment to our Lord is a way to show he is not forgotten and his service is valued. From Kit in Louisiana, I worked in a parish diocesan ministry for many years. I've witnessed priests' joys, blessings, heartaches, exhaustion, exhilarations, their sadness and loneliness, their unselfish giving, and their need of prayer. I'm honored to share in this beautiful ministry for our priests. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis, no names known, within a particular diocese. These special hours for special circumstances carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. Inquiries about starting a group, contact Jeanette, her email address, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Pro Pace, Latin for peace. In November 2024, an opportunity opened to pray for the souls of priests in purgatory. Groups of seven are to band together. The commitment for each intercessor will be to attend Holy Mass on one's unique day each week and offer one's personal Mass intention and personal communion for the souls of priests in purgatory. Anchoress, registration forms are on the website. Appreciated and loved quilt project. A double cloaking for retired priests, Seven Sisters prayer, and a quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quilt for a retired priest or on how to get this started in your diocese, contact her email address, quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a Seven Sisters group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form on the website for the Fasting Brother leader to register. Lamp Bearers. Lamp Bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayer of her choice every day and prays for two unique countries to increase prayer efforts for priests. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the communique and sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors ever welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from the website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through the web email with amount desired and your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands, ask pastor's approval prior. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags or packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. Available on web as a free download. Recommend 80-pound silk for best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate address and quantity, 50 cents each or 25 for $10 plus postage and handling. Available in English and Spanish. Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests. Beautifully printed on a 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina, by a Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing. 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website. Click on About folder and scroll to the bottom. Choose In Remembrance. Follow the prompts. Or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. The priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register these special groups through the website. The Spanish translation of the communique, posted and archived on the website. The translation link is sent with every communique, commitment prayer, and guidelines booklet in Spanish on the website for a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to group members. Visit the apostolate website today, www.sevensistersapostolate.org. Please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/sevensistersapostolate. And I'm not able to pronounce the one in Spanish, but you can also go to the facebook.com and find it there. In quietness and trust is your strength. Isaiah 30, verse 1. Madonna of the Grapes, pray for us. St. John Vianney, pray for us. St. Margaret Clitheroe, pray for us.